Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us again today for another episode of Thinking
Outside
the
Box.
All right. I am so excited to have our guest here today. He has been with Platte Valley Banking Companies for a long time. Clark Wisniewski. We're messing up her name.
Well, it's an easy one to mess up.
Clark, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been here?
Yeah, it'll be going on 25 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
So I started when I was in diapers. So
Basically,
right? I've always pretty much had the role in our trust department. I did start out in the investment center at first, and then transitioned over a few years later over to the trust division.
Wow.
And now manage that for all three charters. We actually have the powers to have trusts in all three states. So
that's a great answer. That's good to know.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It is good.
And how long have you been in this area, financial area, like for your career? Not just at the bank.
Great. Well, going on 35 years in the investment world arena, and then, about 20 in trust.
They really were in diapers when you
started. I was, yes.
Well, great. Good. Well, thanks for being on today. Let's start with our drink.
Yeah.
So because it's 90 degrees, our drink is... It's called Three Suns. What the ingredients are, and I don't know if this is good. Like, I've never tried it. So what's in it is orange juice and pineapple juice and a scoop of strawberry sherbet.
Ooh, looks delicious.
So we're going to try it, drink it throughout, and then at the end we'll rate it.
Okay.
If Clark didn't like it, he brought a spare glass of water. Ready? Cheers. Okay, let's check this out.
Pretty good.
Yes, pretty good. I need a spoon to eat that ice.
Yeah, I know. It needs to melt.
But
it's not going to do that. Well, it's going to do that quickly on a 90-degree day if we were outside.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we'll rate that at the end, but let's get started. So you already told us a little bit about yourself. My question was, what do you do at the bank? But tell us in a little more detail what you do at the bank.
Absolutely. So I manage the trust division, like I said, for all three charters. What that entails is, the marketing of that and referral sources. So we get most of our referral sources from attorneys. Will come to us and say, hey, will you be willing to serve as a trustee or a PR, personal representative, or whatever they need us to do. So we manage everything from real estate. We have an odd piece. We have farm managers that are part of the trust department as well. And we also do asset management as well and try to monitor that and help our clients have their portfolios grow, and then help them when they have life-changing events, such as a death or changing in ownership. Or
there's a good person to have on their side, right?
Yeah. We hope so. We hope
so. So I guess the question is, why would someone have a bank manage it versus try to manage their trust themselves?
Well, that's a good question, and we get that question a lot. And really, the bottom line to that answer is that an individual isn't going to be able to manage their trust forever.
Yeah.
And to handle that either through changing events, medical events, or just the fact that they just don't want to deal with it. They want to go on all your wonderful ambassador club trips, or things like that. They want somebody else to handle it for them.
Yeah.
Or there may be some situations that are within the family that it might make sense to have a third party step in and have, we don't have any sort of relationship other than they're our customer and our friends.
Yeah.
But we don't, we'll treat everything fairly to whatever's written in the document. So
I'm sure sometimes that gets a little sticky sometimes with family.
Absolutely.
I bet.
Yes, yes. And then, anymore, people are living longer with, ailing parents and those kinds of things. And so it is tough, and it's tough to manage that.
Yeah.
So it's good to have the bank do that. But we can also be a backup too. So that's what I like about our business is that, you know, our pipeline is quite long because, you know, you might be in your 30s and say, hey, I'm going to put a trust together and I'm going to have Platte Valley in case I can't manage it. I want them, but that may be 30 years down the road.
That's fair.
You know, yeah. So that's kind of a selling point, I think, for us is that
absolutely
we're always there when they need us.
Yeah.
The bottom line.
That's great. And tell me, I'm sure there's a lot, but tell me a misconception about trust. Like, little vain one.
You know, I think the top one is that I think when people think trust, they think trust fund babies. They think of, you know, like the Kardashians or I don't know, something wild like that, right? You know,
yeah.
So we're managing these for these kids and for this generation, which is true to a point. But really, you know, we have no minimums in our department. So, you know, some banks do. They require you to have $1 million or, you know,
okay,
$2 million or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you can be a client of theirs. We don't have that. So I think the biggest misconception is you have to have a lot of money to be able to even talk to you guys. And
so I can see that.
And that's not the case.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Good, good. So if, say, I wanted to set up a trust, do I go directly to you? Do I seek an attorney's advice? Like, what's the best?
You know, we are not attorneys. We're not legal experts in the sense that we can't give legal advice, nor can we write a document. However, we're willing to meet with you and discuss what we can do, what we could provide, where we think we may be best fit for you.
Okay.
And then steer you in the direction of a local attorney that you might have a relationship with, or if you don't have an attorney, then we can kind of point you to some that we work with quite often.
That's great.
In this field. So.
So just another question I have. So if someone wanted a consultation just to see if it made sense for them, does that cost them to have them?
Not to us.
Okay.
It could, if they start at the attorney route, that could very well be the attorney may charge them by the hour, you know, or a consultation fee. We don't do that. And we always tell our clients that it doesn't cost anything to pick up the phone and call us, ask us questions, or after they even get the documents. You know, some attorneys, you know, they're attorneys, so they're legal documents, and you may not be able to understand if you don't have the background and knowledge of what they're trying to accomplish. So I always tell our clients and customers, if you do go that route, feel free to bring that trust agreement in, and we can sit down and I can, you know, kind of give them the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s about their
trust. Great.
So
good. Anything that we haven't talked about advice-wise or tip-wise you want to throw out?
You know, I think a lot of people think that I'm not old enough. I don't need a trust. I don't need a bill. And, you know, more and more and more, we're starting to see people that don't have a plan. And you really need to have a plan. And it doesn't matter if you, and a lot of people say, well, I don't really have any assets. I don't really have anything. But when you think about it, you know, you may own a home. You have a mortgage, or you know, and for all of the all of us employees that participate in the employee's stock plan, 401k. I mean, that's really an asset that we have that needs to get managed when we die. So, so there is a reason to go do that. So, when I talk to clients, I make sure that they have some sort of
I think we'll have to think about that for sure.
True.
Okay, well, I think it's time to rate our drink. Okay, now this should have melted a little more.
I think there's more, a little more ice cream, melty, strawberry, melted base in there. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's improving.
It is improving with taste.
Okay, let's rate it. One's the least good. We'll do 5 today. 5 is amazing. Where are we putting it?
I would say, for a mocktail, I would put it in a 3.
Okay. One more thing. We're starting something. We're going to try something today. It's random question. So I pulled random questions off the internet. They're clean. Don't worry. I was being good.
Rated G.
Rated at least G. KG at least. So you pull one and then you answer for sure. And we'll see if I am. How about?
Oh, I said Powerwall. Okay. Oh, I said about five.
So there's like 50 in there. What's the question?
Ooh, this is a good one. Mm. What is a smell you associate your with your childhood? As a smell,
smell.
Could be good or bad.
It could be good or bad. What are you picking, Clark?
Well, mine is a good smell. Because as a child, I spent my summers up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
And lucky.
Yes, very lucky. And so we had, you know, toys and canoes and all that kind of stuff. And so we spent a lot of time at the lake. And I just, pine trees, just every time I smell a pine tree, it triggers.
Cool. That's a cool answer.
That child of mine. Pine trees.
Mine's more of a dirty answer. I grew up in a farm, was out irrigating all the time. So, you know, irrigation water, like dirt. I guess that's the smell I'm thinking.
Yes, you know, kind of. So we have clean energy.
Yeah, the good team. Tempest, but too. Okay.
But there's got to be warm in the book.
There's always whatever you want. Thanks for being on here today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, great job. Great job. Don't forget to come see Clark if you have someone to refer to him. And he's always so, the clients love him. I know our Master Club members always love him for sure. So thank you. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to do the quiz for us. And we have a fun giveaway as usual. Thank you and have a great day.
Cheers.
Cheers.